Attention all citizens, it's time for Denizens of the Deep.
So we're going to hear some Hopetown Brown from that new album, Look So Good. The song is called Future Never Came. And after that, we're going to speak to Tim Stewart from Hopetown Brown, and we're going to hear some live material, new material. Fabulous. In the studio with Tim Stewart. Tim, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for coming in to be on 7am Swim and talk about and sing about yourself.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
The song that you brought in, we'll talk about that first, and you've just written it. Can you tell us a little bit about how it came to be? We're very interested in the songwriting process up here.
Oh, okay. It's just a winter song, really. You just get into this winter groove where stuff's happening, but you know the joys of summer outings are gone, and you're just kind of going to work every day in miserable rain. I wrote this kind of quite quickly in a kind of a. Yeah, I mean, I can't say I analysed it too deeply about what I wanted to do, but it just came out because I was getting really sick and tired of winter. And it's just a, you know.
Came out in one go, or kind of had a play with it, had a fiddle?
Oh,
with
no,
it?
No, it came out pretty quick. I mean, it's essentially kind of like a work song with just a hum. It's like a vocal and a hum response to a clap. Really simple and basic.
We're talking to Tim Stewart from Hopetown Brown. You guys are playing tonight at Golden Dawn and tomorrow at the Lee Sawmill.
Yes, we are. Yep, tonight at should we do the plug later?
Yeah, we can do the plug later. I just wanted to give it some context because just also the way that you talk about the songwriting. Also, we were talking about a second ago that you work as a chef as well.
Yeah,
and
in a basement. That's part of the winter song aspect.
Right, okay.
Get up in the dark, go work in a basement, finish in the dark, go home.
Shall we hear your song and then we can have a little bit more of a chat and listen to something else from your CD and okay.
Sure. All right. Hum along if you want. There's only one slight variation you'll note in the chorus.
Are you talking to me or the listener or both?
Everybody.
Okay, everybody.
You and the listeners.
Yeah. Call in if you're humming along.
It's a lonely rail. It's a lonely rail. Are your ships set sail? A lonely rail. It's a lonely rail. Got your grind on, but you're starting to fail on the long stretch. I can turn on a dime, no kill switch. But hey, I'm doing fine. The city's a bitch. It's a lonely rail. It's a lonely rail. Are your ships set sail? It's a lonely rail. I got an appetite. Gotta watch the juice. Don't wanna see me tight. I can cut real loose. Oh, I wish I was a good boy. Makes me feel real bad. Maybe if I was your sex toy, wouldn't feel so sad. But when it ain't about me, babe, I just feel had. Oh, it's a lonely rail. It's a lonely rail. Are your ships set sail? A lonely rail. It makes me so cynical. Never rolling the dice. I try not to think about it. All the dreams on ice. They say that I should be stalking prey, but it's the wrong way round. I'm always thinking hand to mouth. Getting fatter day by day. Oh, it's a lonely rail. It's a lonely rail. Are your ships set sail? a lonely rail. So that's it.
Tim Stewart. Tim Stewart from Hopetown Brown. Lovely.
Thank you.
Name of the song, because we always scroll them across our website.
Ah, it's called Lonely Rail.
Lonely Rail. It's a lonely rail.
Yeah. Winter.
Have you performed that song before with the group?
No,
with
no.
What do you call it? Group, duo?
Duo, guys? Group, band.
It's you two plus Finn Scholes.
Yeah, and whoever we rope in, you know, Tammy Nielsen. Yeah. If we can get her.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we like to collaborate and just have other people around. I mean, we're perfectly happy working as a duo, and we can do that. But if you throw someone into the mix and there's only two of you, all of a sudden things are quite different.
Yeah.
Which is a nice aspect. Rather than like a band, which is really solid, and then you throw, you know, if you're a four-piece and then you throw someone on top, it's going to be the band plus one.
Yep.
But often if we throw someone else in, we change quite drastically to suit, you know.
Do you think you might do that number tonight?
Ooh.
Pretty good number.
Ooh, thank you. Well, I haven't. I guess I could get the audience humming along.
A text from Mark says that the humming made my seatbelt vibrate across my chest.
Oh, ooh, nice.
Is that the desired effect?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Seatbelt humming.
Yeah. Very nice. Any chance we can get another one out of you before you go, or should we hit your record?
Hit the record, because that one was specifically designed for a cappella performance.
That was pretty special. That was pretty special. You came in with a brand new tune and you played it on Denizens of the Deep on 7 AM Swim. That's really cool.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's go to another tune from the new record.
Okay, well, why don't you play Not Enough Love?
Not Enough Love. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came up with this one?
Oh, this one was actually a Nick and I tune when we first started writing songs. Well, because we were doing jazzy stuff for years and we never had vocals. And then when I said, well, why don't we do...
Did you say, hey, Nick, I'd quite like an audience.
Yeah.
How about we start singing?
Yeah, it'd be cool to have more than three people in the cafe.
Yeah.
And so we started singing and then we did St. James Infirmary, and then I started throwing in some originals. And then this was probably the third song we ever wrote. But it was just the bass clarinet and my voice. There isn't even any clapping and stomping in it. And then I just, when it came time to do this record, it was still kicking around, and we just completely rearranged and added piano and a whole lot of other stuff, as you'll hear, and just added a whole lot of beef to the song. Mm. But we still do this bare bones original version live sometimes, because, you know, we don't always have a piano. So, this is the glam version.
I mean, it's not... Hopetown Brown's not the first time you've sung, right? Like you had a band called Svelte.
Yes, I did,
Where you sang. That was more of a seminal act, I suppose.
Yeah, it was more rock and roll kind of, you know, ZZ Top inspired, with Ben from Supergroove, the guitarist, who blazes. So that was pretty fun. But I played bass.
Yeah, and you did the odd field hollow back in your Supergroove days as well, Ian.
Yeah. It used to annoy the crap out of Carl when we'd do big group vocals, and he says, it's just like everyone sounds like you. I completely dominated the mix.
the guy on the soccer team who sings the loudest. Okay, so let's hear Not Enough Love. Thanks again for coming in, Tim. Wonderful.
Pleasure.
And should we do that plug again before we play the song?
Let's do the plug. So tonight, Golden Dawn.
What time?
Will be, it's between 8:30 and 9. Mm-hmm. Doors at 8, it's $10.
No support act, eh? Supporting yourselves.
Yeah, so we'll do two sets.
It's sustainable.
Yeah, that's right. And then on Sunday, up at Lee Sawmill, doors at 4. Tickets available on Under the Radar. And kids 13 and under, 13 under are free.
Oh, man.
And that one's selling really well. So, you know, I would get in there, get those tickets as soon as you can.
All those large families blocking
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
me and seven children are going to see Hopetown Brown. Okay, cool. All right, let's hear Not Enough Love.
Dear God, won't you
throw me a bone?
Dear God, won't you
throw me a bone?
Dear God, won't you
throw me a bone?
Dear God, across the way on my knees. And every night sees a smaller slice of pie. The way you hand it out could make a grown man shy. Maybe there's not enough love to go around. Baby, there's not enough love. Wake up fire.
Denizens of the Deep.